Turkey's government says a suicide bomb attack in a popular tourist district was carried out by a Syrian national linked to Islamic State militants. 10 foreigners, most of them from Germany, were killed in the blast. The violence comes only months after the deadliest terror attack in the country's history. Sarah Seji reports.
It was mid-morning when the suicide bomber targeted Sultanahmet Square, close to one of Istanbul's most popular tourist attractions, the Blue Mosque.
It was just like a magnitude 6 earthquake. People walked outside of their shops in a big panic. People were scared psychologically and were asking what happened.
The attack killed 10 foreign citizens and injured at least 15 other people. At least 8 of the victims were German. German Chancellor Angela Merkel confirmed the deaths.
Meine Damen und Herren,
after hours of great worry, we have come to know that, sadly, according to the Turkish government, at least 8 of the people who were killed today in Istanbul were German. At this time, we don't know if this number will stay the same. I am sad for our people and I think and feel about them. They have to live with the terrible pain that their beloved ones, who had hoped to have a beautiful holiday in Istanbul, are not going to come back.
One of the other two victims is from Peru. The Turkish government says a 28-year-old Syrian man was responsible for the violence. And although no group has claimed responsibility, the Turkish government says the bomber was a member of the Islamic State militant group. The Turkish Prime Minister is Ahmet Davutoğlu.
Turkey won't backtrack in its struggle against Daesh by even one step, as it wouldn't from any other terrorist organisation.
The resolve to fight terrorism was also echoed by German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Terrorists are enemies of all free people. Yes, they are enemies of all humanity, whether they are in Syria, Turkey, France or Germany. It is exactly this freedom and our determination to fight those terrorists together with our international partners that will prevail.
In July, more than 30 people were killed in the Turkish town of Suruç in a bombing linked to Islamic State. In October, violence struck again in the capital Ankara, when more than 100 people were killed in suicide bombings. The Ankara attack was the deadliest in Turkey's modern history. University of Melbourne Honorary Fellow Dr. Denis Dragovic says if IS is behind the latest violence in Istanbul, Turkey's role in the fight against it could be the motivation.
This isn't the first bomb. Over the last 6 months, there have been two others, the mass bombing in Ankara and another one closer to the border of Syria. And that's all been because Turkey has taken a shift in its stance towards Islamic State. So it's closing off its borders, cutting off supplies, and tending towards a more centrist approach to the conflict in Syria.
Dr. Denis Dragovic from the University of Melbourne, ending Sarah Seji's report.